This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number 2, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Sup, y'all? All right, we start hour number 2 with the NCAA has gotten out of the business of the NCAA, apparently.
Thank God.
Charlie Baker, who is the new president of the NCAA, he announced that after the House versus NCAA settlement is wrapped up, that the governing body of college sports will hand over all power to the Power Four conferences as it pertains to revenue sharing and NIL and collective deals. So enforcement of any rules that are put forth by the settlement and any rules put forth by the, the College Sports Commission that we talked about yesterday, any of those rules will be not enforced by the NCAA, but by the College Sports Commission.
Yeah, and well, the big part of this is, and this is the thing that I've been saying for the last couple of years, is they have no business being in this business. This is not what they should be doing. It's not what they should be touching. They never had the power to do it in the first place. And the way that they had operated over the last 50 years was unchallenged because everybody was afraid of it.
Well, I do agree with that to an extent, though, in that they did have the business to do it because that's all they're meant to do, except for they didn't recognize the landscape changing in front of them.
For 20 years.
And so you're very generous about that 20 years. But yeah, it even more than that,
well, yeah,
right?
No, but like, that. Yeah. But I mean, we all saw this coming.
And they did nothing.
No.
And they did nothing. And they neutered themselves, is what they did, because enforcement of the universities and the rules that are put forth, that is their job. Mm-hmm. And they just kicked the can so far down the road that they went, uh-oh, we can't do anything anymore. And then the problem was Mark Emmert tried to sit there and hold on to it still and say, no, we do have control. And all the universities and all the athletes and all the coaches went, yeah, okay, we'll see what the courts have to say about that. And because they did nothing, we got to this point.
Yeah.
Right? Like where,
because the money was so large and so egregious,
yeah,
they didn't want to let go of it. And that was, and I say 20 years, that's really for 40 years, but it was the advent of the BCS. That's when this jumped the shark. because so much money. Don't be wrong. There was a lot of money in college sports before that. But the BCS and the TV rights deals and everything that came with that, that was when it the NCAA was like, look how much money we have. We cannot let go of this. They got arrogant, they got defiant, and then they got their asses handed to them over and over and over again in the court system. But it took longer than I thought it would have and should have to take that away from them, because the way they operated was, this is ours.
Yeah.
Mine. And everybody just kind of took it on the chin as you just waited for it to finally happen. And now they've gotten pummeled into submission. They have not just lost every single case. They have gotten destroyed in court.
Mm-hmm.
To where judges are like, what grounds did you think you could do this?
Well, and the fact that they continued to use name, image, and likeness of the athletes and not compensate them. That was a big one. It's like, you could have just marketed the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And just
because
said,
you control those rights.
No more. But when you were continually marketing athletes over and over and over again, and then saying, well, you can't do that for yourself. Yeah, that's illegal. And that is where they lost all their power. Like, the College Sports Commission that is being created is exactly what the NCAA set out for. And all that Charlie Baker and the NCAA did by announcing that they're not going to enforce the rules of NIL is that they just said, we're tired of being sued. You guys get sued now.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose too, because here's the problem is that they're going down the road of, all right, well, we have this settlement, but you still can't make money that we don't think is fair, because they're going to do the NIL Go, which is the Deloitte company, a clearinghouse for, they've got a salary cap, the schools are finally paying, and that is a great start. But with the College Sports Commission, they are going to have that clearinghouse called NIL Go, where if you get any NIL money outside, it will go to a third party. And what's going to happen is that third party is going to say, no, that's too much money. Or, yeah, that is fair. That's a good deal for you. And you can get that NIL deal.
And then they're going to get sued.
They are going to get their butts kicked in the court of law, because you can't say what a company's willing to pay.
Yeah.
That's the free market, brother.
Literally the free marketplace. What you can command on the open market is what you can make. Period, point blank.
And here is a great quote from attorney Darren Heitner. When he was asked about the new College Sports Commission and how that is going to be handled, Darren Heitner said, general consensus is that it's an S show and it's going to keep me busy.
Good place to be.
Because the College Sports Commission, just like the NCAA, does not have antitrust protections set forth by the United States government. So they can't tell people how much money that they're going to be able to make. And that is going to be the issue at hand. And now it will be the SEC, Big Ten, and Big 12, along with the ACC. So the four power conferences, they are going to be in charge of the College Sports Commission. As we discussed yesterday, they are trying to make a pact and sign contracts where each school will sign a contract saying, we're not going to sue the conference. We're not going to sue the College Sports Commission. We understand the rules that we're going to play by. The thing that is going to happen is just what is happening right now is that, sure, maybe everything's going to be copacetic with all the conferences and the schools. Players are going to walk in and be like, No, they
see what everybody else has done and how it's gone, and all it takes is one person to be like,
just like O'Bannon, just like House, all of them who have sued and won, they are going to do the exact same thing and say, you can't tell me that, all right, so you think that, you know, whatever Chevrolet down the road is $10,000 is too much? Who are you to say that? You can't tell me what I'm worth. You can't tell them what I'm worth to them, because you have no right to.
No.
So they're going to sue them.
And they're
going to
win. handily. And the judge is going to do the same thing again. On what grounds do you think that you could do this?
Yeah. And they're going to be like, well, because
we did it in the past.
We have an agreement amongst the schools and the conferences. And the big issue here with the ruling that is going to come down in the House settlement that all the lawyers are saying is that, all right, this House settlement is for former athletes. And Claudia Wilkin is trying to get a framework, the judge in this case, is a framework of how this can operate moving forward. And every attorney is saying, like Darren Heitner is saying, there is no way that you can speak for an athlete that is in elementary school or middle school or hell, not even born yet, and say that you're going to set those rules for a free market.
Yeah.
Like that's not, and they're going to say, well, why not? It's like, well, because there were court rulings before that lost in favor of the NCAA and times change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this.
No.
You can't say what they'll be able to earn. That's what the argument is right now. We will see how it all works out, but I guess it's progress. Is progress like athletes are getting paid.
Yeah.
The power conferences are separating.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the inevitable things that we thought were going to happen.
I don't know why we're going. Look, I'm just impatient. Why are we going through all of this? Why are they setting up these things that they know they're going to get sued for? Why did you just not hand it over to them and go to the super conference and just let them do what they're going to do?
That's what they are doing. I mean, they're saying, all right, we're handing it over to you guys. Now you guys figure it out because they are the ones with the most power. And they're the ones that can control it.
But you know what I'm saying, like, we're going to go with this whole clearinghouse thing. Like, why are we doing that? We don't need to do this. We know what the legal statute's going to be. You know they're going to they're going to lose. So why are we going through this step?
Well, they are because we have the schools that are opting in and opting out right now, and that's the big one. Like
it's
all just, these schools that are in, they're opting in now, and so
it's also
they need to draw the line of who's playing ball and who's not.
Yeah.
They're finally doing that. That's good.
It's progress, but it's Sisyphus, Sisyphean progress. You're pushing the boulder back up the hill to have it roll back over you again.
Well, so what is the fix in your mind?
Push all the way through.
And do what?
Go straight to the Super League. Tell them, hey, look, go do this. Go do it how you're going to do it. We don't need to have these lawsuits. We don't need to put this framework around it that we are going to try to enforce. Have the haves be the haves. Have the have-nots be the have-nots. And just get it done with.
Well, that's what they're doing.
They're adding steps to the process, though. Like, you're doing this thing that you know is going to lose.
Yeah, but and that's the thing is that so you're just saying get the third party out of there.
Just get them out of there already. Just don't like find whoever's going to be in. Have everybody like we talked about this yesterday with the state of Tennessee and the Bills and you know the College Sports Commission and how they're going to like just go down that path. We don't need to take the detour to get to the ultimate destination.
And that therein lies the problem, though, is that the haves even say we need to have this in so it doesn't get, so we don't have, you know, some kid making $35 million to come in 1 year. They don't like the idea of that, right? They just don't, just like the NBA and their salary caps.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much that you can go to, but here's the problem is that they're going about it in the wrong way in that they just need to ask for antitrust protection.
Yes.
And if they get it, then all of a sudden, things change.
Then it becomes collectively bargained and all that, but then you open up that same can of worms.
If you don't get it, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we're just putting a bunch of rules in place that aren't going to...
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're doing unnecessary work.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
It's like somebody somewhere... Look, Andrew Brandt, there will be lawyers. It's like they just wanted to make sure they got some billable hours.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be a big issue, folks. It's going to be a big old problem. We got a lot of feedback on this. I want to get to that on the other side of this break. Plus, I have a question for you. I'm going to give you a couple of blind resumes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty incredible when you think about it. Because there's some coaches that we really prop up that in the world of college football.
Name recognition, baby.
That you go, huh, when you compare them to some of the guys that
don't get the same look.
We get crapped on, or that get crapped on, and we crap on them. All right, Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we have some texts on the NCAA. Charlie Baker, the new president, said, yeah, we're out. Nah, we're good. We're not going to try to enforce this anymore. Ceding all control of NIL and really everything that goes on with the in the salary cap that's going to be put in place. Just taking everything and saying, Power Four conferences, you guys just play by your own set of rules. We're done. And this is going to be a mess, and it will continue to be a mess, but they're trying to put some guardrails up, and the transfer portal is going to be a big one too. By the way, that fight, just starting. Years of eligibility, that fight, just starting. But this text says, would the conferences be working towards getting antitrust exemption, which would allow them to maintain control of the billions, especially if it's done before the athletes can unionize? Uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't think you're going to see. This is just me, my thoughts. I don't think you're going to see players unionize ever. To a point that you kind of allude to.
If they get antitrust exemption,
they might.
Yeah,
but the flip side of that is, and you can say, well, it happens already in the NBA and NFL, MLB, all those kind of things. It's like, yes, but the number in college sports is so much higher. It exponentially higher. And the recycle rate, the turnover, the churn is so much higher than in professional sports.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will hold as well, because typically you're looking, you know, in the NFL, it's obviously very short, the average career span, 3.5 years. It's longer in the MLB, NBA, NHL. But in college sports, the churn is incredibly high with a significantly higher volume of people. And to keep consistency and the ability to change, like, because if you're the conferences or if you're the whatever governing body that ends up ruling this, you're going to probably want a deal that's, you know, 7, 8, 9 years. You're going to want something that's long so that you have a long tail. But in reality, on the union side of things, you're going to want something that's much, much, much shorter in order to be more nimble. And I don't know if that exists with that volume of people. Like, when you're talking about a players union,
each sport will have to unionize and they'll have to have their own union. Mm-hmm. But you can't collectively bargain as a league with that. What you're saying is true, and that's very difficult. But at the same time, it's even more difficult for you to collectively bargain with 1,000 different people as opposed to one unified voice saying, we are all agreeing to this.
Yeah.
And so what you'll see is it's not going to be 133 schools that are playing FBS football. It's going to be the 64, which is still a lot of guys.
So you're talking 6,400 people.
Yep.
At that moment.
Yes. But with that, you are going to afford yourself at least, hey, if they play college football, they're agreeing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about that, if you're a fan of college sports, the NFL is never going to build a minor league system.
No.
So they're all going to join the union, and they're going to have to go with whatever that voice is. Now, on the player side, you need to make sure the people that are in control of that union, they are the ones that are going to be there forever.
It's not the guys that are shooting for the NFL. Like, you literally...
Their reps have got to be former players that have been through this.
Yes.
And that are committed to... Basically, what you need to do is you need to hire whatever Yale or Harvard football players that come out.
Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And you just say,
run this?
You guys... No, because he's got a good enough life. He's done with that stuff. You need a guy who's like a lawyer who's going to be there and be like, I got 20 years. I'm going to be there for 20 years. I'm going to train whoever. And that needs to be the consistent voice coming through. Who's not going to bend the knee to the powers that be of the College Sports Commission.
Because you saw this, if you want to look at the professional side in the NBA, CJ McCollum and LeBron James and Chris Paul, like, they negotiated things that benefited them.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, great. You guys can smoke weed now, but also you're going to get absolutely hammered by the CBA, and now you have a salary cap, a hard cap that you didn't think you were agreeing to, and congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats. You screwed this all up.
Yep.
Because you have guys who are looking out for themselves as opposed to looking out for the long tail run out.
All right, so who's going to govern the other conferences, the WWE? No, the NCAA is still in that business. Mm. They're just out of the SEC, Big Ten, ACC, and Big 12.
Yeah.
They're just saying, nope. So Pac-12, you are NCAA still. Mm. You're not going to mess around with that for now.
Yeah.
For now.
I think the NCAA gets out of football and basketball, totally. When it's
maybe
all said and done.
Maybe they do.
Well, I should say, they get out of any of the Division I football and basketball.
This Texas, there's still going to be ways around NIL. For example, if an Oregon player decides to create his own T-shirts, random Oregon fan Phil Knight decides that he's going to, the shirt is so well made, he wants to buy 500,000 of them. Who's to say that isn't legitimate NIL? That's already been happening.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like... Cam Newton,
mm-hmm.
Remember the donation to Cam Newton's dad's church?
Yeah, $250,000.
yeah. For miscellaneous expenses.
I mean, to me, where this all should have sped up was the Ohio State autographs. That's where this really should have taken off.
When the NCAA dropped the hammer on Jim Tressel for that?
Yeah. That's when this should have hit the fan. And it didn't. And because, remember a couple years ago I was saying, somebody has to stand up the NCAA and tell them to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, to me, that was always the moment where it should have happened.
Yeah.
where I was like, what do you mean?
That's one of several, but that was like
tattoos and autographs. It's like, yeah. it's because it's NIL.
Reggie Bush would have been another good one.
Well, I mean, obviously, but I was trying to go for something that wouldn't be like, oh, you're a USC guy. Yeah, but yeah, it's like that 2004 to 2006 period, that's when this should have happened.
All right. The conferences need to convince players it's in their mutual interest to maintain some semblance of amateurism. If college football goes full on minor league NFL, it will die because if it's an inferior product on the field, but the reason it's so popular is the tie to universities. Take that away and nobody wins.
I mean, it's still tied to the university. They're still going to have the logo on the helmet. That sport is never going to die. It doesn't matter what version it's in. As long as that university logo is on the helmet, it's going to be there.
And
it's going to keep growing.
This is so hard, especially out here, to convey, is that the world that we are in now is the world that the SEC operated in for
30 years.
Decades.
Yeah.
More than that. But, like Bear Bryant.
Yeah. But I'm saying, when you're talking about the insane money, it's 30, 35 years.
And for whatever reason out here, like in college basketball, we just turned a blind eye to it and was like, no, that couldn't have been the case. UCLA basketball was built on the same thing.
Yeah. I mean,
they're paying dudes.
I mean, the Lendell White, you've seen his clip, right? Where he's like, yeah, once a month, I'd come into my apartment and a bag of $150,000 was just left on the bed. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. And here's,
it's like, yeah, dude.
The thing about it, though, is that we get stories like that, but then you get stories out of the SEC, like Arian Foster at the University of Tennessee, where there was a doc that came out where he regales the story of calling Phil Fulmer and saying, look, I don't have any food. I'm going to do something stupid if I can't eat. And I think Fulmer brought over like some Taco Bell for him. It was like, that's an NCAA violation. Yeah. That shouldn't be an NCAA violation. Now,
or Harbaugh with a hamburger.
The hamburger thing was funny because Harbaugh knew and they didn't need the hamburger. He just went and he bought him some. And now that is that totally within the rules. Yeah, like you can go and
but the
do
fact
that
it wasn't is just speaks to how stupid it was
and how arbitrary all of the rules and enforcement.
They're making
was.
It up as they went.
There was literally, and this story was well documented, but it was, I think it was UMass tennis, maybe, that they got in trouble for having peanut butter for their sandwiches. Now you can have peanuts, you can have a grinder, but you to make
peanut
butter. Yeah,
did they get like suspended for the season or something like that?
But you cannot, you could not actually give them the spread because that was impermissible. And there was, like the NCAA can give you sanctions for a ham sandwich, the ham sandwich being pre-made instead of the athlete making for themselves. That was actually something that happened. Like, it's ridiculous. They've come a long way. There's still a long way to go. But the reality is that the four major conferences are committed to keeping the ties to the universities because the way that the NCAA was operating, it was going full on minor league system.
Yeah.
And they are committed to not making that happen, and they are committed to saying, no, we're going to keep it tied to the school. But similar to, you know, a engineering student that designs a product, he can get paid for it, and he can get paid handsomely for it and still go to school. Athletes couldn't do that. Now, most of the tech bros just drop out, and they make their billions, right? But they have the ability for the athletes to just keep on going to school and keep playing.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's
totally,
okay.
Totally fine with it.
Because Harvard is still going to take credit for Mark Zuckerberg. And what was it? Bill Gates, too. You know, like all the, they still take credit for those guys. Yeah. They dropped out and said deuces.
Hey, Natalie Portman got her degree.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Just some there actress.
Just some actress.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yale, right? Yeah. Or is she Harvard?
I think she's Harvard.
Harvard?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Chemical engineering? Molecular engineering?
Damn.
Yeah. Be that hot and that smart. That's not, if you're going to be that good at something, you should not be allowed to be that hot.
Trust me, it's a burden,
right?
Yeah, I know. We should have asked him first. Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be that good at something, you need to be an Uggo.
It's a lot of weight on these shoulders.
It's a lot of that needs to be a sacrifice.
You push my tush.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So there you go. Coming up next, time for our worst day on the web. And look, we're going to head back to Florida because Florida is the state that just keeps on giving. Would you like to have a cool, you know, a lot cooler if you did, mailman? Mail person, as it were? We'll get to that next year on our worst day on the web. But first, it's Big Canoe with Sports and Update.
Push my tush.
Have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Do you guys have any relationships with your mail deliverers, your mail people?
No. They rotate them now. We don't have the same person over and over again.
Is that just everywhere? Or just
I don't know.
That's what
I
noticed in my neighborhood too.
Yeah, we just get new. Well, they're not new. It's like the same cast of characters that kind of rotate through. We got like three, I think.
Yeah, but not the same person every day.
I wonder
why
that is.
Yeah, it's not like a mailman Skip coming by and
back in the day, it was basically just a 5-day a week operation too. And now we got mail 7 days a week.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, I understand like having the weekend or you know, separate shifts or something like that, but. You know, that's you build that relationship. You know,
sure.
I still remember the Schwann's man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, the closest I ever had to a relationship with a mail carrier was when he came to my front door and angrily asked, "Are you ever going to get your mail out of your box?"
Because
it had gotten kind of full.
No, yeah. You one of those guys?
Yeah.
No,
I don't go check that every day.
I don't check it every day either. Not unless something's coming.
Mine's
what do I want? The coupons that are going to be coming in the mail and the junk mail all the time?
See, I get the email every morning telling me what's coming in the mail today.
Oh, do you?
Like it gives you pictures of each.
Yeah.
Gives you pictures of each little piece of mail, tells you if you got a package.
Huh. Yeah. I don't get that. That's for sure. But I got the mailbox on the house, so mine's not out on the street, so I might grab it when I walk in. But I just bring this up because the mail person relationship is the topic of their worst day on the web. A 33-year-old USPS employee, Kathleen Dye, was arrested on April 12th after getting a DUI charge after pounding vodka at a house party when she was dropping off mail in Florida.
There we go. There's Florida.
Florida, baby!
Florida coming in big for us. Let's go. Wow. Not surprising.
She was found driving the wrong way in traffic.
Yeah. Oh. Yikes, dog. Okay. So she was hammered drunk then.
Mm-hmm.
That's not safe at all.
Yeah, this isn't walk in like, hey, it's Caitlin, Kathleen, whatever her name is, and going, hey, you want to do a shot?
Yeah, no, she was there for a minute.
She was
there.
Look, if you got a relationship with somebody, you know, we had the passing, obviously, of Norm yesterday. If I'm doing something where I see somebody every, you know, every day, and then, you know, there's a special occasion, I got a little relationship with them, and hey, man, come in and have a beer. Nah, want a shot? All right. You know, like, there's no harm in that.
Hmm. Yeah, there's...
I know that there's, quote-unquote, harm in that, but you know what I mean? Like, if that relationship's there and you come in and you're just, hey, throw them back real quick and you're going to walk it off for a half hour, then get back in your car, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, there was a few times that, that just leads you to, like, who are the most unexpected people that you ended up drinking with in your life? And I'm going through it. I'm like, there's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few. I think the most random one for me was when I was in college. I drank a lot more than he did that night. Mm-hmm. But my elementary school principal came rolling through a bar in Ashland. I had a beer with him.
I had a, I came home on leave and McFadden's, which no longer exists, was a spot that we would go to. And I went in there and one of our defensive coordinators slash health and PE teachers, who I think was like 6 years older than us in high school. He was super young.
Yes.
Yeah, we ran into him and the look on his face was like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what am I doing here? What are you doing here?
Yeah,
I'm 22.
That is a, that one isn't that, like, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. My elementary school principal was not 6 years older than me.
No,
There was a lot of, I won't say a lot. There were.
That would be weird if your elementary school principal was 6 years older than you.
Well, I was held back a year.
For those that are wondering, Dusty's a couple months older than me and graduated the year after me.
Third grade, best 3 years of my life. it was there. I mean, there were like some professors in college that
you run into. Yeah.
Or went over to their house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went full on. Dazed and Confused?
Animal House.
Yeah. Oh, no. Animal House. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a different time.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
It was a different time. My eye doctor at one point.
for glaucoma, right?
My dentist at one point.
Did you have to then, like, heretofore always mark, do you drink?
I was like,
do you think most people accurately fill that out?
No.
I do now.
I've always been
honest on that because I'm like, look,
yeah,
the blood test, the whatever tests are going to show, whatever they're going to show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, look, man, you like, especially with my doctor, it's like, you're charged with taking care of my body. And if I'm not telling you what I'm putting in there.
Yeah. You got to know.
You got to know.
So
I've always been honest in those, but I've always wanted to ask a doctor is like, how many people are completely full of crap? When it comes to those intakes, I don't drink at all. You know, when I smoke, I only smoke a couple cigarettes and not two packs a day.
I can tell you from, like, knowing a lot of nurses and, like, doctors and ER situations, they're like, most of the people that come through are never honest.
I have no idea how that toy car got there.
Yeah, like... I just sat down. It's like, what? No, no. Or like, have you been drinking? No, I haven't had a drink today.
I'm not as stinky as you drunk I are.
Yeah. Why are you slurring your words? Medication. What medication are you on? Well, none right now. It's like, okay, then why?
Go on.
Well, I had a drink. I had one. It's like, okay. All right. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough world to be in, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Be honest with your caregivers.
Because what are you gonna end up doing? Like, you're just hurting yourself in that instance.
Look, lie, cheat, steal everybody else. Don't lie to your caretakers because they're charged with taking care of you.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's a great text. Ended up in a bar fight with my middle school football coach. Like, wait, like on his side or against him? Like in a fight with.
Were you fighting
him or were you fighting with him? Mm-hmm. I need answers on that one. I need answers.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I should make a note. I was of age in all of these instances.
In the ones I
every single one I was of age.
In the ones I've mentioned, I was.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's opening up a whole other can of worms. Yeah.
Look, I mean, when the statute of limitations here has run out, I was...
Uh-oh. I don't know if they have. Do you know?
This one's totally fine. I started chewing when I was 15. And me being a dummy, I went to go scout another team because it was my senior year. I had 6 period off. And I'm sitting in the stands with my coach and I throw a lipper in.
That's not...
Because I'm a dummy. But I'm like, oh, I'm sitting here watching a lacrosse game. I'm going to go throw a lipper in. And he didn't think anything of it at first because, you know, he thinks, oh, 17, senior, probably 18. He's not that stupid. And then he remembers, oh, that's right. I'm the youngest guy in the class, and there's no way in hell that I'm 18. And he smacked the living hell out of me, and he goes, what are you doing?
Yeah, good on him.
And he goes, look, I love him to death.
Yeah.
But he's like, not only are you not old enough, you're on school grounds.
Huh.
What are you doing? And his son was with us who went to another school, and he had one in, and he just kinda, but he was 18, and he just kind of slowly popped that thing out and flipped it over.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
I would have never in high school ever thought of that.
You kidding me?
We got kids kicked off the team for doing that, like not on school grounds.
I used to throw a lipper in. In lacrosse games.
Golly.
I used to play with my bottom two chin straps undone. And I remember I got, actually, against Glencoe, I got absolutely blasted going across the middle. Full yard sale. Stick, gloves, helmet popped up over my face, and it ripped the dip out of my lip and threw it all over my face. Thankfully, we were playing at Highland Park, the middle school, which the field is basically 4 inches of sewage mud. And it just hit me all over the face, so you couldn't see that I had a half a can of chew all over my face. And that was the last time I played with it in high school.
Huh.
Dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I was bright, but yeah. No, yeah. I used to play with a lip rend.
Here's a text. Did an early morning ride-along for newspaper delivery. I was offered a bump from the guy showing me the ropes. I was 17 and had to go to school in a few hours. No, I'm good, man.
Did you see the Denver Nuggets game?
Golly. What?
Did you see the guy at the Nuggets game?
Yes.
On camera?
Yeah. That's something.
So for those that didn't see, there was a guy in the crowd at the OKC Nuggets game, and it made the broadcast. Guy just gave himself a little bumpity bump, and all over TV, whoever that guy's employer is, hit him with a drug test the next day. I'm nearly certain of it.
Yikes.
Hey, we need you to go down to the drug testing center and go take a look here.
Man.
So, but for those wondering,
it's
like
you can't even get up and go hit the men's room real quick. Go hit the stall. I mean,
be an adult.
Come on, buddy.
Be an adult.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, it was full on Scarface. It was like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? But hey, there you go. But yeah, that's a worst day on the web, and a male person getting a DUI for driving the wrong way for partying at the, on the mail road.
Don't do that.
Did you know that those are Melbourne, Florida? Because when I first read it, it says Melbourne, and I was like, oh, Australia, but it says USPS, and I was so confused.
I wonder if this lady, if it was her kid that took the Jello shots to the kindergarten class.
Ooh, maybe.
She does like the party. I mean, when you see the picture of her, you're like, wrong. She likes to party.
Wow. That's incredible.
She likes to party. 100%.
That was an easy ask for whoever was like, hey, you want to come in?
She's like, shh. She's probably thinking, like, yeah, I haven't had a drink yet this morning.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know. All right, coming up next, you know, let's keep it local in the world of baseball. What in the hell is going on with Adley Rutschman? We'll get that next here on Danny Nussie, 10 of the Fan. Sherwood's own Adley Rutschman having a rough go of it, as it were, up until apparently 10 minutes ago when he hit a little ding-dong, get back on the board for the O's. But the Orioles up and down their roster after having what was pretty much a magical regular season last year have been straight doo-doo this year.
Yeah, they are not. I mean, obviously, when you got to fire the skip, things are not going well for you at all. And the crazy part about baseball is that it comes and goes, and it can go for very long stretches. I mean,
because the going is, I mean, the Orioles are a negative 85 run differential. Like, they're not just bad, they're getting the ever-living crap kicked out of them. Their pitching is not good, and their offense is not good. And there's nothing redemptive about them right now.
There is, with Adley Rutschman, he's been pretty bad since, like, July of last year. July of last year, he had a batting average of 132 for the month.
Not great, Bob.
No, not...
Did he pick up an IG model?
Ooh, I don't think so. And then from there, he went 229 in August, 213 in September, and 125 in the postseason.
Yeah, that was the postseason was rough.
Well, he went 1-for-8 in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Like, it was brutal for him. Now you go into this year, and through, 45 games up until today, he's hitting 209 with 4 home runs on the year. Now, today, he goes 2-for-6, but hits a 3-run shot in the 11th inning that kind of lifted them over the Brewers 8-4. Look, playing the Brewers is good. Remember torpedo bats at the beginning of the year? And I raised the question, maybe it's not the torpedo bats. Maybe it's that the Brewers suck. And it turns out Brewers, not as bad as they started.
No.
But not good. And they give up a buttload of runs.
Just under 500, negative 7 run differential. For run differential point of viewing here, the Orioles, the only team in baseball with a worse run differential than the Orioles is the Rockies. That's how bad the O's have been.
Been pretty bad. Been pretty bad.
But bad. Adley's not the only one, but you found old Jason LaCanfora not an Adley Rutschman guy right now.
Yeah, no, Adley, he tweeted this out yesterday, and it was one of those, oh, really? We're going to go there. He tweeted that Adley Rutschman does not belong in the big leagues right now, in that he is, at best, a minor leaguer. And that the Orioles whiffed. The exact tweet that he rolled out yesterday was, Adley Rutschman belongs in AAA. It really is that bad. He's not an MLB quality at anything baseball related and hasn't been for almost a full year. They passed on Bobby Witt for this. Always safe, always sorry. Jason LaCanfora, he is a... I think most people know him as an NFL writer, but he is a Baltimore radio host as well. And that's what he's doing now.
Do you remember the whole Bobby Witt thing was, remember how great he was going to be and then how rough he came out and it took him a while to get going? Adley's just the opposite. Adley came out of the gate going, and now he's hitting the rough patch.
And this is the part that I hate, though, is that people become prisoners of the moment. There's a lot not going right for the Orioles right now. And he is struggling, dude. I mean, it is brutal to kind of see. But the same guy, Jason LaCanfora, was tweeting out, totally effing Radley. Adley is in the MVP conversation, and he isn't going away. Totally Radley, smashing, formerly nasty lefties now too. Get used to it. Adley's going to be an MVP. Those are in 2023, 2024, right? And this is how quickly it can come and go in baseball for you. You get so streaky, and then you're, especially as a catcher, when one side of the plate isn't going well, and it's not for the Baltimore Orioles right now, as you look at, they've given up the fourth most runs in all of baseball. The only teams to give up more runs than the Orioles this year are the Rockies, Marlins, and A's. And then it's the Baltimore Orioles.
Those teams suck.
And when you are a catcher, you carry that weight of what's happening on the defensive side of the ball. And it usually translates over to the offensive side of the ball, too. Mm-hmm. And there is no doubt that it's going to turn at some point. But dude is struggling now. Mm-hmm. And he's a local guy who he legitimately did. People were like, dude, he's going to be an MVP. He's going to be a star of this league. He's going to be the face of the league. Remember the home run derby? He's hitting dingers from both sides of the plate up at T-Mobile. You know, his dad who was pitching to him.
Yep.
I mean, he was like the toast of baseball. It can turn so quickly in this sport. I mean,
he was the cover boy, you know, like he was, you know, on MLB The Show, and it wasn't just the offense. Like defensively, he was one of the best defensive catchers in baseball right out of the gate.
It also goes to show you about the longevity of stars in the league, like whether it is Mike Trout on a terrible team being just unbelievable, Shohei Ohtani in what he consistently does night in and night out.
That's what makes those dudes so different.
Bryce Harper in Philly, like in doing it for as long as they have. But everybody will have their ebbs and their flows. This is a big, big, big downward trend for Adley Rutschman. But to see kind of the Baltimore media not just turn on the organization, but turning on him, that's a little wild to see because he's still incredibly young player. He's 27 years old now, and he's been in the big leagues for, this is his fourth year in the bigs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more baseball that he's going to be playing.
Yeah.
And man, hitting 209 though, and to see the numbers consistently go down, it is alarming, but
you don't want to be at the Mendoza line.
I also don't think that anybody thought at the time that taking Adley Rutschman was the bad pick for the Baltimore Orioles either.
God no.
Especially how he fast-tracked Major League Baseball and the impact that he made right away. It's crazy to see, though.
At that position.
Yeah, it's wild to see. And it just goes to show how quickly the media will even turn on you, too. Because here we are. We're not even too June yet. And they're like,
send him down to AAA.
We're done with him.
He's option out. Him down. Like, are you... You want to talk about meltdowns? I'm a Cardinals fan. I watched Rick Ankiel stop being a baseball player in real time.
Yeah. We talk about this. Like I had this conversation with my son just the other night because he does a really good job. Like when somebody screws up, like he's not like, what are you doing? But we have these talks of when something happens in a game, whoever does it, it's not like they meant to mess up. Nobody intentionally is playing bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like being accountable and just controlling what you can control is the most important thing. And when you have those tough times, you've got to have those same, that same mentality of, look, I'm not going to overreact. I'm just going to stay the course because I can only control what I can control. Now, like Spencer Strider of the Braves, he's back from a hamstring injury, and he's had a couple big injuries over the last 2 years. He's only pitching two games this year.
Mm-hmm.
He said last night after he got roughed up, he said when he was asked about it good to be back pitching every fifth day, he's had two starts on the season. His second one coming off a hamstring injury was last night. He said, I don't think that's the mentality. I don't enjoy failing, and certainly not at the expense of the team. We sent a pretty good guy down that was supposed to pitch in my spot. That's not lost on me. If I can be better, if I can't be better, I don't need to be out there. I'm going to continue to have to work on being better. To have a star, like Spencer Strider is a bona fide star. Yeah. He's only pitched twice all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear a guy, especially in baseball, where the send his ass down means so much for him to be like, dude, it's not lost on me. We sent somebody down and I'm not pulling my weight. I need to be better. Like that accountability I love from professional athletes. And it was really cool to see. And, you know, from a distance, knowing how the Adley Rutschman handles himself, there's nobody that's harder on Adley Rutschman than him right now.
You know what I'm hearing? He needs the Giambi slump breaker.
He needs the golden thong.
Golden thong.
Golden thong. Let's go.
Or go Orioles it up. Go Maybe. Orange thong.
Hey,
Oregon State.
You could still do it. You could still do it.
See?
Still go rock with it.
Go for it, Adley.
Ooh.
Just don't do a tush push.
By the way, we have the follow up. The guy who got into a fight with his middle school football coach, he said, coach had some drunk absentee dad being a jerk and doing the whole why isn't my kid playing BS. The dude and his buddies jumped the coach, so I had to jump in. Look at that, having your middle school football coaches back.
Love it. Love it.
And that dad, by the way, dude, what are you doing?
Don't be that dad.
What are you doing?
It's dumb. All right, coming up next, I mean, it's not dumb. Eastern Conference Finals getting underway tonight. We're going to get the New York Knicks and Indiana Pacers and Bad Blood renewed. We'll get that next here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.